Granny's, Abner, I believe that's our ring.
I dog is Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge.
Hi there. This is Dick Huddleston. Well, I guess you know that Lum has got himself pretty well entrenched as head man in their proposed radio station. So he's pushing things right along. And right now he's trying out a prospective young announcer for their station. And wait till you hear who that prospect is.
Well, now pay attention, Cedric. If you want to be a radio announcer on our new station, you'll have to do better than that.
Well, I'm trying my best, Mr. Lum.
Granny's, I believe even Grandpap would do a better job.
Oh, I don't believe Grandpap's in no condition right now, Lum. All wrapped up in them bandages.
Wrapped up in bandages?
Didn't you hear about the fire in the smokehouse? He had that new dog of his, Garfield, locked up in there.
I know that, Abner, but what about the fire?
Well, Grandpap was trying to smoke Garfield out of the smokehouse. You know how ornery that dog was. He wouldn't let Grandpap near him.
I know that, Abner. What about the fire? Was he hurt bad?
No. Garfield never even got singed. He'd already dug his way out before the fire started.
I mean, was Grandpap hurt?
Well, he fell through the window in the roof and got burned a little on the arm and kind of overcame with smoke. But you know something? That dog, Garfield, rushed in there and saved Grandpap. Pulled him right out of there.
Well, I'll be dead blank.
I never heard of a dog switching his nature around like that before. Why, he won't even let Grandpap out of his sight. Just sits there licking his hand. Just loves him.
Well.
Him and Aunt Charity both. He's fond of both of them.
Well, now. I'm glad they got that Garfield thing settled.
Oh, yeah.
Now maybe we can concentrate on our radio station. Come on, Cedric, let's try this announcing again.
Lum, I think I can do that announcing job that you're giving to Cedric.
No, you're going to have your hands full cranking that generator.
I can do that with my feet.
All right, you'll have your feet full then.
Yeah, but Lum, I still...
Well, now, Abner, don't forget I'm president of this company.
Uh-oh.
You forced me to take this position when you insisted on taking me into partnerships with you.
Well, yes, I know.
I didn't want to take it, but you practically beat me over the head and made me do it.
Yeah.
We agreed that I was supposed to take over the production department and you'd take over the generator department. Do you want to change that now?
Well, it does seem to me that...
I'll get out of the whole thing again if you want me to.
No. Just let it go.
Yes, get your salmon now.
Huh?
Genuine cockeyed salmon, 9-ounce can, special today, 6 cents a can.
No, Cedric. You still got it wrong. It ain't 6 cents a can. It's 65 cents a can.
Oh, yeah. I keep forgetting that.
Granny, we'd bankrupt ourselves selling it for 6 cents.
No, geez, yes. Watch that, Cedric.
And another thing you got wrong is it ain't cockeyed salmon. It's sockeye. Red sockeye.
Oh.
Dog, that would be funny, wouldn't it? A cockeyed salmon.
All right, Abner, you stay out of this now. Hey. Cedric's mixed up bad enough as it is.
You know, if there was such a fish as that, cockeyed like that, he might could hurt himself. Swimming around, not seeing where he's going, bumping into everything.
All right, Abner, just forget it.
That would be it.
Now then, Cedric.
Maybe that's how he got cockeyed, banging his head into everything, rocks and stumps and the bank and everything.
Oh, for pity's sakes, Abner. You better get over there and start cranking that generator, because me and Cedric are going on the air with this special announcement quick as he gets it memorized. Hurry up now, Abner.
All right. There must have been something wrong with his eyesight for him to run into that can in the first place.
Now then, Cedric, run through it one more time and see if you can't get every word right in it.
Yes, Mom.
Recollect, now, it's 65 cents, not 6 cents.
Yes, Mom, I'll try.
Reckon it'd help any if he wore glasses?
Well, he ain't going to read it. He's just going to recite it by memories.
I don't read so good with or without glasses, no way.
I ain't talking about you, Cedric. I mean the salmon.
Oh.
Of course, now, even if he had them, I don't know how he'd keep them on. Ain't got no ears to hook them over.
Well, yes, I have. Looky here. I got plenty of room to hook them on.
I'm talking about the fish.
Oh.
All right, Abner. I told you once to get over there and start generating up some electricity for
him. I'm going. I'll figure out some way to help that little salmon yet.
All right, Cedric. Stand up straight there and say what you're supposed to.
Yes. Get your salmon now. Genuine sock in the eye salmon.
Wait a minute. It's sock eye, not sock in the eye. And it's red.
Well, I don't doubt it getting socked that away. Maybe we ought to wait a while before we advertise it. Because that aisle turned black and blue. Better make sure we know what we're selling them. See, this is my first radio announcing job, and I want to get off to a good start.
Well, just let me worry about the color. Tells that right on the label on the can.
Hey, I got an idea. Maybe we could get him some of them glasses like Maud Toop wears. The can, it just pinches on the nose. Got that black ribbon hanging down on them.
Well, I don't want to look like Maud Toop, though.
Not you, Cedric, the fish.
Well, I bet that fish wouldn't want to look like Maud Toop's neither. He's got troubles enough being cockeyed without looking like her.
All right, I've heard all about that cockeyed fish that I can stand. Now, just hush up, both of you. Abner, get back over there and work on that generator.
I'm going.
All right, Cedric, try and get it right this time.
Yes, Mom. Do it without glasses?
Yes.
Yes, get your salmon now.
Wait a minute. You're pronouncing that wrong. It ain't salmon. It's salmon. You're leaving out the L.
Well, that's the way I've always heard it, salmon.
Well, I used to think that's the way it was pronounced, too, till I seen the way they spell it. There's a L in it. Salmon. Wrote right there on the label. Now, try it again.
Just want it. Yes, get your salmon now. Genuine...
Red cockeye, or sockeye.
Oh, yeah, genuine red sockeye salmon. 9-ounce can, special today, 6 cents of...
65 cents.
Mom?
65 cents.
Yeah, Abner's right, Cedric. It's 65 cents. I wish you'd get that right.
65 cents, 65 cents. 5, 5, 5. Now I believe I got it.
Well, good. Got enough power generated there, Abner?
Yeah, I think so.
Now, good. Now, let's get on the air and try this out once, then. Now, don't be nervous, Cedric. This ain't one of our regular programs. We won't get around to starting them for a day or two yet.
Well, my mama and my papa are going to be listening to me.
Well, I hope there's a lot listening so as we can get shut of some of this salmon. They ain't been selling at all. Maybe by putting the word special in there, it won't sound so high to them.
Well, we can't lower it none, Lum. We're just about breaking even as it is now.
Well, I told Mike and I everybody in town to listen to me, so you ought to be able to sell some of it.
Well, good.
Well, let's give it a try. Now, you know when to come in now, don't you, Cedric? Right when I give you the signal.
Yes, Bob.
Let's see now. I believe I've got everything turned on except the main switch here. I'll get that on here, and we're ready to go.
Have you got that other gadget there turned to voice?
Oh. Good morning, you all out there. This is radio station VPR, the voice of Pine Ridge speaking. We're broadcasting frequently on the Edwards and Peabody shortwave hooked-up network.
Don't get that sound good.
This is Lum Edwards, chief announcer, bringing you our first special announcement.
Salmon.
Yes, folks, now's the time to buy
salmon.
Get it in the big economy 9-ounce can and make sure you get genuine sockeye.
Salmon.
Get it on the special price at the Jot'em Down store so you get your salmon now.
Yes, get your salmon now. Genuine red sockeye salmon. Special today, 5 cents a can.
Oh, me, turn that thing off, Lum, quick. Turn it off.
I got it.
For the land's sake, Cedric, can't you get nothing right?
How many times did I tell you it's supposed to be 65 cents?
Dog, it's 5 cents a can.
Well, leastways, I never said 6 cents like I was doing before. I made a little improvement.
Yeah, that's a fine improvement. Going from 6 cents down to 5.
Well, I'm sorry if I done something wrong.
Oh, me.
You went right over again.
No, I think I'll wait a while. I can see right now we're going to have more rehearsals before we go on the air. Wait a minute, was that our ring, Abner?
I don't know. It might have been.
Mercy.
5 cents.
Hello, Jot'em Down store.
That boy.
Mom? Oh, you hear the program. 4 cans of salmon. Well, just a minute, Miss Barton. Yeah, I know that's the price we set on the air, but... Well, just let me explain. Yeah. The price is 65 cents. No, we never said that just to get you down here. I know we said 5 cents, but... Yes, but... Well, you can't do that, Ms. Barton. You can, huh? Well, all right, then. We'll send you 4 cans of salmon, 5 cents a can. All right, Ms. Barton. Much obliged. Goodbye.
Lum, we can't afford that.
I know, but what else can I do?
Well, that's 60 cents a can we're losing. 60 times 4 is... Well, Doggy, that's a lot of money. Just look what you did, Cedric.
Yes, Mom. I never knowed I'd be so good at it.
Good at it? Art Lom, there's our ring again. Reckon that somebody else would hear the announcement?
Greenies, I hope not.
Me too.
Hello, jot 'em down, store. Oh, hello, Miss Bates. Oh, you heard it, huh?
Uh-oh.
Yes, Mom. 12 cans. All right. Goodbye.
12 cans? Lom, they're going to bankrupt us.
I know it. We got to study it up something here fast.
Maybe we could cut the wires. Oh, wait a minute. That's our ring. I tried disguising your voice, Lom.
No, I don't think that works.
Tell them they got the wrong number. Tell them anything.
Hello. Jot them down, store.
Say that you have...
Oh, hello, work. Sister Sampson. Oh, you heard it too, huh?
Oh, Lom, thanks, Lom.
What? But, Sister Sampson, we ain't got more than 3 cases left. Well, we got to save some for our other customers. Well, Sister Sampson, hello? Sister Sampson, hello? Oh, me.
3 cases? My dog, them boarders of Sister Sampson's will be so stuffed with salmon, they'll be heading up the stream in the spring.
Well, that cleans us out. Leastways, now we'll know what to say to the next person that calls.
Yeah, and they're there right now, too.
You answer.
Huh?
Granny's weeding. Got in and out of the radio business quicker than anything I ever seen.
Hello, we ain't got none left. Huh? Oh, howdy, Dick. I thought you somebody wanting to get a few 100 cans of salmon. Yeah, we sure had a run on them. Cleaned us out in 5 minutes. You want to buy what? Just a minute. I better talk to Lum about that.
What does he want?
Well, I don't quite get it. Dick says he wants to buy some time on our radio station.
Buy some time?
Yeah. He says if we can get results like that, he wants to do the same thing and pay us for it.
Grannies, I never thought of that. Give me that receiver, Abner.
Don't.
You and me just went back into the radio business.
Huh?
But this time we're going to sell something besides salmon. We're going to sell advertising to every outfit in Pine Ridge.